Ministers of the Israeli government will be using Skodas and Audis in the coming years after an importer of these cars won a government tender. But the issue of German cars to be driven by government officials in Israel has provoked negative reactions by some Israeli politicians who claim this might hurt the feelings of Holocaust survivors. Jan Richter has this report.
The Israeli importer of Skoda cars recently marked a major success. Champion Motors, as the local company is called, won a tender earlier this month to supply the government of the State of Israel with Skoda Superbs as well as Audis, the other vehicle they import. Roni Ackerman, the PR consultant for the importer, says Superbs did extremely well in the competition.
Right now, we have in the Israeli government some Superbs already, which are armored Superbs, and we are serving few very highly officials with those cars, and they are very happy with the car. And the point that this car won the bid against BMW 5 and against Mercedes C-Class and against the Cadillac STS and against Buick and against all other really, really luxurious cars shows something.
Before long, this provoked a reaction by the Israeli cabinet's members nominated for the Shas party, a religious bloc representing the Orthodox Sephardic population. In a letter to Prime Minister Ehud Olmert on Sunday, the Ministry of Religious Affairs Yitzhak Cohen expressed his party concerns about the use of German-produced cars by the government of a people who suffered the most appalling of hardships at the hands of the Germans. Karen Cioni is the spokesperson for the Ministry of Religious Affairs.
Minister Cohen and other ministers of Chas didn't like the idea that the ministers of the Israeli government will be used a German car. Minister Cohen said that because the sentimental feeling that the Jewish people, because the Shoah, because what the German done, we have sentimental feelings and we don't want to use a German car.
While the sentiment against German-produced goods in Israel has been dropping since the 1960s when the Jewish state stopped boycotting them, some families of Holocaust survivors might still have mixed feelings about using products that originated in a nation whose official goal once was to exterminate the entire Jewish race. Mikhail Zhantovsky, the Czech ambassador to Israel, who went to see Minister Yitzhak Cohen on Tuesday, says that when Mr. Cohen raised the issue, he did not have Skoda Superbs in mind.
I went to see Minister Cohen this afternoon. He fears he has been misquoted by some of the media. He assured me that he never had in mind the Skoda cars when he made his comments. I told him about the long local Czech history of our car-making industry and of the Skoda cars in particular, and the ministers for the Shas party will be very pleased to drive Skoda cars, and I, in my turn, assured him that the Czech Republic has always treated the history of the Holocaust and of its victims with the utmost respect.
It seems, after all, that Skodas, perceived as Czech rather than German cars, will be fine in Israel. But although no one can claim that Germany has not been treating the Holocaust with less importance than the Czech Republic, the issue of German-made products remains a sensitive subject within the Israeli society.